Now, your daily Laguna Beach news.
On the hour throughout the day, here are your local headlines brought to you by the Danny McKenna family and McKennaCars.com. Elevating the luxury car buying experience for over 60 years. Last Thursday on the 1000 block of North Coast Highway, a person that lives in the same building as the guitar shop reported receiving an email bomb threat sent to her personal email extorting money. The woman reported that she didn't believe the email was legitimate, but wanted to report it just in case. She rents an apartment at the location and works out of her home there. According to Laguna Beach spokesperson, Sergeant Jim Cota, this was the day people and places all over the United States were receiving bomb threats. This was a scam and sent to a personal email with no direct affiliation or threat to the specific business. Also, according to Stu News, workers hauled big rocks into Capistrano Beach on Wednesday, placing them along a stretch that collapsed last Friday. The latest damage in an area prone to weather destruction through the years. Heavy machinery was being used to place the rocks along the shoreline where last week, waves and high tide battered the stretch of coast, causing a wooden walkway, seawall, palm trees, and light fixtures to collapse toward the ocean. And finally, the Festival of Arts is pleased to have an exhibit on display at Laguna Beach City Hall, entitled Selections from the Festival of Arts and Pageant of the Masters. That's running now through January 18th. The hours for the exhibit are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed every other Friday. In addition to pieces from the Festival of Arts permanent art collection, the display also features historic ads, costumes, and behind-the-scenes photographs from the Pageant of the Master archives. And those are your headlines for Tuesday. Now back to generational alt-rock on KX 93.5.